Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God. All that you brought me through. And everything I survive, it's all.
Good morning. This is Inspirational Sunday, live with the Monstars. I am Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K, and also known as DJ Litty Lit. Are you ready for a holistic approach to health, healing, and wholeness? Well, we got you. This is how we start off our week on the Monstars Radio Podcast. We start off with Inspirational Sunday now. 30 minutes, you guys. Just to inspire, to affirm, to motivate through music, through life coaching, through memes, through conversation. We got it all for you. The sponsors for our Inspirational Sunday are the Southern Me Speaks LLC Core, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elise Way Management, and eMonster.com. So I'm thankful for you guys being here. If you want to join the conversation, hit us up at 563-999-3411. And guess what, y'all? Just press 1. Y'all know? So the Inspirational Sunday is about uplifting, affirming, inspiring. So it's the time to just believe in the good. Even though all the things around you is maybe sinking, but we're here to inspire you and to affirm you. So the word for today, yes, we got words for today, or a word for the week. And we're here all week, Monday, Monster is Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe for Thursday, and Friday Night Live. But the word for the week, and I want you guys to really concentrate on this word, is affirmations. Affirmations are written or spoken positive statements that, when consistently practiced, rewire our thoughts and beliefs and our emotions. So they're spoken and positive words that lift you up and that takes you throughout the day. And affirmations, you can say them in the morning. You can say them on your way to work. You can say them to your kids. You can say them to your bosses. You can tell it to strangers. It's about uplifting them and uplifting to yourself. It's releasing the negative beliefs or the common thoughts that you say to yourself. Or, you know, and you want to replace it with positive and empowering thoughts. So affirmations are like, you are beautiful. You are smart. I believe in you. And sometimes, you know, when we say those things and we repeat them over and over and over and over again, I can win. I can. It's the I can, you can words. And it's affirming someone else to help them believe the negative, help them believe past the negative anchors that was taught to them, maybe through abuse, neglect, trauma, those kind of things that kind of like empower you in a negative way. You know, it kind of like shuts you down and it brings triggers, you know, that bring you back to that moment. But if you put affirmations there that says, I am healed, I am free, I am more than a conqueror, I am more than enough, I have overcome, I can move forward, I believe it, I receive it, I can do it, then you'll be focused on what you can do and not what you can't do, because it's a believable statement within you that you can control. It must be happening now. And then when you say, I can, I will, I feel, you must feel it. So there's no, oh, I don't think I can conquer. No, you replace it with, I will conquer. You will conquer. You can stay strong. You can make it through this day. And no matter what, you're believing and you're releasing any negative thoughts that you had to say to yourself regularly, like, I'm not beautiful. No, 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 we're going to put an affirming statement there. I am beautiful. I am uniquely designed. I am bold. I am gracious. I am more than enough for anybody. And see, once you start putting those affirming words in, then no one can take those away, because you, but the thing is, You got to say it over, 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 over again. Why? Because it has to take the place of those negative thoughts that someone or yourself have put upon you. You have to have a direct focus towards what you want. So, like this week, the word is affirmations. So how can I affirm myself daily? Do it. You got to put positive affirmation statements all over the place. All over the place. In your car, on your window. So I encourage you to go get some sticky notes, and there's sticky notes at the dollar store. And just begin to post them all around your, like I said, your home. Put them in your kids' lunchbox. Put them, I mean, there's no limit to how many affirmation statements you can write or how many affirmation sayings you can say to yourself. But the key is adopt a positive tone of voice. I don't, when you're doing your affirmations, I don't want you to be like, I think I can, you know, get to be like that. You know, you hear my voice, it's not sure. I want you to adopt a voice to be like, I am more than enough. Not, I am more than enough. Because guess what? You can't hear that, and they can't hear that. So you want to be bold about it. You want to tuck your shoulders back. You want to lift your head up high. And you want to say, I am more than enough. And even if you got to slowly lift your head at the I am more than enough, your head should be held high then. And even if you got to speak down, I am more than enough, keep moving your head, I am more than enough, until you lift your head up to say to yourself, I am more than enough. That is affirming to yourself that you are more than enough. You don't have to prove to nobody who you are, what you need to do, and any of that. So it has to be accurate and reflect your priorities, your affirmation statements to yourself. They have to reflect your priority. I am beautiful. What is the priority of I am beautiful? Because you're telling yourself that you are beautiful in the inside. So, therefore, when someone ugly is trying to put you down, you already have that priority in your life that you are beautiful. And they can't take that away. You got to really feel them affirmation statements that you say to yourself. You know, it's unexpected praise that you give to yourself daily. It's you love and feeling understood and receiving recognition for a job well done for yourself. No one has to affirm you. You are your best affirmation. You are the best person to affirm you. So here's some things about affirmations. That you are loved and you have a purpose, right? Here's some more affirmations. I am not going to sweat the small stuff. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am adventurous. I am about to go out and just do something that I'm not used to doing. I feed my spirit with inspirational Sunday, with spoken word, with inspirational music, with daily inspirational books. Good stuff on the shows. And this is your number one thing that you got to affirm yourself and say this. I am in charge of how I feel. And today I am choosing. What are you choosing? So if I had to say what statement I would give you to use this week, I am in charge of how I feel. And today I am choosing. That's what I would tell you to use today. What are you choosing to do for you? Not to please this person, not to please that person, because that's a whole nother life coaching situation if you're a people pleaser and all that. That's something different. And then, you know, through Monsters Radio,
podcast, you would hear us talking about life coaching, because some of the Monstars are certified life coaches. So, but we're not going to talk about that. You know, we'll talk about that. If you want to know more, just hit us up on MonstarRadio.com, and you can find out more about what's going on with that. But Inspirational Sunday is here to create opportunity to restore your expectations. And so with affirmations, it's restoring your expectations to who you are. It's creating opportunity and restoring expectations within yourself and to affirm yourself. That's what about Inspirational Sunday is all about, affirming, inspiring health, wealth, and wholeness. Because we are living in a world right now where there's a lot of going on. We have the coronavirus. Our city, I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're almost like Minneapolis. There is a murder with our young kids almost every day. Or they're getting shot almost every day. And it's for clout. It's for set. It's for, I want to take over this neighborhood. I want to claim this. I want to claim that. And that's not to be inspired about it, because that's what they're getting who they are from. And that's not from an affirming place. And so with Inspirational Sunday, we are here to affirm, motivate, uplift through music, through conversation, through life coaching, through all the things, spoken word, all the things that has inspired us to inspire you. All right, I have a song coming up. It's Tasha Cobbs, and it's called Happy. This is Inspirational Sunday with Miss Unbelievable.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
You make me whole.
You take the pain away.
I'm so in love with you.
Yes. So with being happy, I want to, you know, it's almost time. Like I said, this is only 30 minutes, right? We're starting off with 30 minutes of inspiration. I know with inspiration, you can go on for hours, you know, wanting to affirm and uplift and just make sure that people have a good start to their day. And always a good start to your day is saying affirming words to yourself. Those affirming words that you say to yourself can be an encouragement to others. So I encourage you to get a list of affirming words, affirming statements. And why do I say affirming words? Because faith is an affirming word. Affirming statement is, faith without works is impossible to please God. An affirming word is love. An affirming statement, I love you. Okay? And an affirming word is good. Affirming statement, I am good. Affirming word, enough. Affirming statement, I am more than enough. Right? So you don't have to, you know, come up with something that is just elaborate and huge. It's something that you know that is going to empower and encourage in you. So today, repeat after me and keep repeating this. And this is an affirmation statement. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. It's very long, but it's an affirming statement. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I can't control. Repeat after me one more time. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. That's an affirming statement. What makes that an affirming statement? Because you're making a promise to yourself. You're not going to stress over it because you cannot control it. Affirming statement, you're affirming yourself to the promise is the affirmation. The promise is the affirmation, you guys. I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. The promise is the affirmation to yourself that I can't do it. It's not mine. You're releasing it to someone. It's letting go of the negative and holding on to the promise of the positive, right? This is Inspirational Sunday, and it's a holistic approach to health, wealth, and wholeness within yourself. So affirm yourself today. Inspire yourself to continue out the week to affirm yourself. Again, we have Monsters Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe on Thursday, and Friday Night Live. And all these shows that we have are here to inspire you in some way. I know the topics, you're like, how can that happen? They're here to inspire you in some way. You always can listen to them over and over on Monstar.com. MonstarRadio.com. You can listen to them again. We're a podcast. We're doing big things. All the Monstars have something inside of them that is inspirational to all. We encourage you to tap into your gifting. We encourage you to tap into your talents. We encourage you to be an inspiration to all. We encourage you to inspire. We encourage you to affirm yourself and affirm others. And once again, repeat after me. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. Once again, let's get it in. Let's get it in. Today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. That is my, like, I want you guys to say this every day. I will post it on the Monstar page on Facebook. Like I said, come back and listen to this on Monstar Radio, where we do have a live stream of music going 24/7. It's where you can reach the Monstar. Just hit the, you know, go to the link, and then you can hit our Facebook, our business page, or the Instagram, and you can comment. You can comment with us. You can leave prayer requests. You can leave comments of how this has inspired you today. You can join in the conversation. This is an interactive podcast where we encourage you to listen or call in at 563-999-3411. The show regularly throughout the week is at 7 o'clock, but Sundays is at 10 a.m. It goes from 10 a.m. to 10:30. I encourage you guys to come back. I encourage you guys to join in. Chat with us. The chat room will be open. But once again, our affirming statement, our word for this week is affirmation. And our affirming statement is, I promise not to stress today. Every day you're going to say today. I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. Today. Repeat after me again. This is all week. I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. And I may just say that on our shows to remind you from this day that you are not going to stress over things that you can't control. And the affirmation word is promise. Affirmation statement is I promise today, I promise not to stress over things that I cannot control. All right, y'all. I hope that that has encouraged you today. We have a great lineup for you. Once again, the show is sponsored by Solomon Speaks, LLC, Monstar U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonstar.com. I started off playing Marvin Sapp, Thank You For It All. Why? Because God, we thank God for it all. And why are we happy? Because God continues to make us happy. I know there's a lot of things that's going on with the police and everything, but I still want to inspire and affirm you to keep going and know that you are more than enough. Thank you for listening. This is Inspirational Sunday with Miss Unbelievable, one of the Monstars. You have a good night. And just like I started with Marvin Sapp, thank you for it all. We're just going to play a little bit of it to get us up out of here. Mwah. Talk to you tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Let's get it. Let's go. Affirm yourself. And one another.
I thank you for it all. Great and small, the times of victory, and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all.